live from the deserts of Belgium. I'm Steve Wynn, and you're driving through Cucamonga on Radio Kings.
Candy Machine uit Static Transmission, de nieuwe cd van Steve Wynn. Die Amerikaanse songschrijver, zanger en gitarist vergelijkt zijn platen graag met een film. Hij schrijft visueel en de cd's hebben een uitgesproken begin, midden en einde. Stel dat Static Transmission ook echt een film was, wie had hem dan geregisseerd?
Roman Polanski. And I think it's a very moody, claustrophobic, dark record. And I would think something like Repulsion or The Tenant. I would want that era of Polanski. A little bit. Also, it's a little bit uncomfortable. It's on the one hand, I think it's a beautiful record, but also a little nervous, closed in, and not always finding the way out. I think he's good with things with those kind of elements. Because the last record would be a whole different thing. I think the last record would have been, I don't know, somebody very ambitious and arrogant, something between, you know, Francis Ford Coppola en Quentin Tarantino.
Steve Wynn ziet dus duidelijk een verschil tussen Static Transmission en zijn vorige cd Here Come the Miracles. En dat is verrassend, want hij heeft de platen met ongeveer dezelfde mensen in dezelfde omgeving opgenomen.
I just felt it'd be interesting to go back 2 years later. Most of the same people, in the same studio, same time of year, same engineer, producer, and just see what would happen. It worked so well the first time. It wasn't just that the songs were right or the band was right, but there was a mood out there, a feeling in the studio that was really enjoyable, really good for getting things done, good for creativity. I think I would try it again. But the end result, I think it's a record that fits alongside of Here Come the Miracles, but a very different record at the same time.
20 jaar geleden liet Steve Wynn voor het eerst van zich horen met de Dream Syndicate. En sinds de jaren 90 is hij actief als soloartiest. Al ken je misschien ook nog van het superieure hobbyclubje Gutterball. De nieuwe cd Static Transmission staat op naam van Steve Wynn en The Miracle Tree.
I kind of wanted to give the band as much space to develop things as they wanted to take. And I think in this session, we had the songs, yes. Even had some arrangements, but a lot of things were open to the time we went to Tucson. And really, everybody on the record, the Miracle Three being Dave DeCastro and Linda Pittman and Jason Victor, plus Chris Kakavas, who's the permanent guest, the five of us really shaped the songs each day in the studio. And a lot of things happened that we didn't expect, and so I wanted to acknowledge this is really a band record.
Static Transmission is dus het werk van een groep mensen, al hield Steve Wynn natuurlijk wel de teugels in handen.
I generally don't go in the studio telling people, you gotta do this and you do that. When I went solo from the Dream Syndicate, I didn't do it because I wanted more power or because I wanted, you know, to be, you know, the mastermind of everything. I did it just because I wanted to be able to play with different people from record to record.
Steve Wynn met The Ambassador of Soul. Geen bestaand iemand, maar ook niet echt een fictief personage.
The Ambassador of Soul is sort of like a metaphor for the muse, for inspiration, for creativity, and for a lot of things in life. I don't think I've ever written a song like this before about this kind of subject, but it's really about the idea that sometimes in your life when you just slow down, when you don't have an agenda, when you don't try to make things fit into a certain space, when you back away from a situation, you actually might get greater inspiration, greater results. And something I've learned, I mean, as a songwriter, as a recording artist, but for a lot of things, maybe even other things in life, is that it's best to sit back, watch what's around you, and then react.
De titel van de nieuwe cd, Static Transmission, is ook een begrip uit de fysica, maar vraagt Steve Wynn niet om het uit te leggen. Die wetenschappelijke link heeft hij pas achteraf ontdekt. Hij koos die woorden om een heel andere reden.
It wasn't an easy album title. I realized, I was thinking, what does this record mean to you? What does this record feel like? And really what this record feels like to me is when you're driving, for example, in the desert, you know, I mean, where we recorded, in the middle of the desert, with nothing around you, nothing for miles and miles, no, you know, no other cars, no other people, and all you have is yourself and maybe a radio, and you're hearing this broadcast from somewhere and you don't know where it's from, and maybe you're getting two broadcasts at the same time, you're getting these radio transmissions kind of thing. And I imagine this kind of static, fading, broken, coming in and out kind of a transmission. A very dark, haunting, distant, even a little bit confusing transmission from somewhere else. I hadn't thought that much until later on about the contradiction of something being static and a transmission at the same time. And that wasn't the intention, but I like that too, because I think it is it's a very contradictory record.
Static transmission is inderdaad een plaat vol tegenstellingen, zowel muzikaal als textueel. Toch is er één thema dat de CD domineert.
I think one of the themes that comes up over and over in this record is having been through a catastrophic event or a crisis or something very heavy in life, and then saying, well, now I'm here, I've gotten past this, and what happens next? Literally, what comes after? And there's a lot of people escaping from one place to another or looking down the road and trying to pick the right path. That's kind of the theme that happens over and over again. It's people dealing with what's ahead. When you find yourself in the middle of a horrible situation or crisis, it's almost a rush sometimes. It's your adrenaline gets going. You're a little terrified, but you're also excited. Then when all that passes, all of a sudden, what do I do now?
All the stores have long since shut. Broken windows boarded up. Never had the heart to tear it down. To tear it down. And everything is laid out wide.
What Comes After, het openingsnummer van Steve Wynn's Static Transmission. Zoals veel van zijn vroeger werk, heeft ook deze nieuwe plaat een dominant thema. Maar zoiets ontdekte Wynn pas achteraf.
I don't write records that way. I don't write records to be an overall statement. I just write the songs and then put them all together. Then I choose the ones that fit together thematically and all of that. But it must have been on my mind. And why was it on my mind? You know, even though I don't want to attach too much importance to this, but one obvious thing was what happened September 11th in 2001, and being a New Yorker, and having so many of your attitudes and beliefs and security and everything change in one day, it was the extreme example of that.
Static Transmission is geen CD over de gebeurtenissen van 11 september 2001, maar die hebben de CD wel beïnvloed.
I've been at the World Trade Center the day before, actually, taking care of some things. I was leaving on a tour 5 days later for the West Coast, which was a very difficult tour to do. I called the band and I said, look, we don't have to do this, these dates. But everybody wanted to do it, not just to be professional, to honor commitment, but also, I think, to kind of get out of New York and kind of get some perspective on things. And, well, the first show, really, only, was very difficult because, you know, how do you get up on a stage and bang on a guitar and sing, you know, songs about things that seem trivial now? But from the first moment we played the first show, which was in Phoenix, Arizona, it felt great. And I think for the audience, too, it was a real catharsis. You know, I've never felt like on the stage before, where it was like almost like a religious event or something. I mean, it felt that kind of cleansing, that uplifting. You know, it was great. Music has a lot of powers. And you forget that. Music is a really transcendent kind of element in people's lives.
Maar zelfs een transcendente ervaring heeft soms een donker randje. Static Transmission bevat enkele onheilspellende songs. Eén daarvan is Keep It Clean.
It's very menacing, and I think the song is really about just fighting off temptation and all the darker impulses in your life. That is usually often a losing battle too. And I saw this song as somebody who's maybe kind of got a lot of dark impulses, but really is doing the best to keep it clean, maybe working out. I talked to other people, my bandmates, for example, who thinks the character in the song is going to have no luck at this whatsoever, but is deluding himself and will not. There's no way he's going to keep it clean.
Keep It Clean, goede raad van Steve Wynn en The Miracle Tree. Vanaf deze week ligt Static Transmission in de winkel dankzij Blue Rose en verdeler Sonic Rendezvous. Je kunt het interview nalezen op radio1.be en in ons e-zine. Voor een abonnement mail je naar kookamonga@radio1.be. Steve Wynn en de zijnen spelen op 17 april in de Botaniek in Brussel, 18 april in de Zwerver in Leffingen en 19 april op Viva Velings in Tongeren. In die periode nemen ze ook een Cucamonga-sessie op. Je hoort er nog van.